All right, go.
It is Tuesday, April 17, 2018, and it is 5 o'clock. And this is the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. I'll stand and do the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I turn it over to Kelly.
So I'll read off the notes that our accountant gave us. So I know it's a little backwards, but if you turn to first, second, third, fourth page, they're double sized, so it's probably going to be the...
Oh, what happened to your page?
Yeah, they took them off. They're undergoing some changes. But it's going to be page one of the balance sheet. There are two pages total of the balance sheet, but the first page...
Yeah, new format.
On line item 8 and line item 10, you're going to look at total checking savings and the LAIF account. So the district's combined cash and LAIF balance is at about $709,000 total. If you look on the second page of the balance sheet, line item 60, total liabilities. The district's total liabilities are approximately $1.2 million. So we're going to go back to that first page of the balance sheet. Line item 40, the Dollar General item. This developer project is finalized, and the district received a check in April for that remaining project balance of $142. So in other words, their account is clear. They do not owe us any money. We do not owe them any money. That project's finalized. Next, if we turn to the first page of the profit and loss report, line item 7, fire flow income. Year to date, it's over budget due to more fees for fire flow services received than the district anticipated. Going down to line item 11, new account fees, water bills. These fees are difficult to budget for accuracy due to their unexpected nature. Year to date is trending at 95%, which means that we've had quite a few new services this year. Line item 14, basic facility fees. Year to date is over budget due to a new 5/8 inch service on Main Street, an upgrade to a 3/4 inch meter, and two new services, which were 3/4 inch meters on Almond. The district also received about $10,000 for the basic facilities, distribution, and service connection charges for a 3/4 inch meter. So, as stated before, we've had quite a few new services installed this year. So development's been up in Cabazon, which isn't typical, but it's definitely a good thing. Next, we'll turn to the third page of the profit and loss report. Line item 121, the SGMA, the SGMA, and GSA line. Year to date, this is over budget due to a higher than anticipated expense in engineering expenses for the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act and the Integrated Regional Water Management, the IRWIM. These engineering services are likely to continue to trend high until the district is in compliance with the SGMA and the IRWIM laws. And line item 122, the net income and loss. So as of March 31st, the fiscal year to date net income is at just under $26,000. Which is good. We originally budgeted or projected that we would be at a loss of $55,000, but we're in the plus of $26,000. And that's all I have to report. Any questions?
I don't have any.
No?
Okay. So we'll adjourn this part of the meeting to sign checks and it is 5:04.
Thank you.
So I have a bunch of chips this time, but I'll do that once.
We were going to take a $215,000 loss.
That's what we budgeted. That's what we expected.
And we're actually $25,000 in the
black. Well, for March, we expected to be $55,000 at a loss. But we're $26,000 at a positive. So it's like a $70,000 swing. And then budgeted, we budgeted at $215,000 in the loss. But I mean, we're doing really well. It's a good thing.
That's true. It's nice. The right person is holding the purse.
No.
I'll let you think that.
But no.
If you guys have a question, though, pull it to the side. Don't sign it,
and I'll be back to answer.
Or I can make it up to him.
What?
I can make it up if I don't know the answer.
You could, but I'll have the answer.